You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever, and we've been talking about how to see the Word produce in your life. Now, I want to remind you, March 31st is my last day on the radio. I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity that you've given me. If you'd like to continue to listen to these teachings, you can go to KurtOwen.com, and we're going to continue this on as a podcast. And we're also believing God right now for $50,000 to be able to go on to television. So we hope soon that we'll be able to tell you about that. But I'm going to continue to teach on these things. We're going to continue shooting these, both as video podcasts and audio podcasts. And so you can go to KurtOwen.com and receive those. Now, my wife is going to be on the radio the month of April. She is absolutely awesome, isn't she? She's the pastor of the church in Port St. Lucie. Remember, we also have a church in Clewiston, Florida. It is not enough to listen to my podcast. It is not enough. And you're going to get the same great teaching at both churches. And most of the time when I'm in town, I'm at one of them. So you're going to get the same great teaching at each of those churches. Pastor Sean and Pastor Jimmy are in Clewiston. Pastor Terry and Minister Curtis are in Port St. Lucie, but you're going to get the same great teaching, and then you'll get to see me there as well. So make sure you avail yourself. If you want to know about those churches, just go to KurtOwen.com. You can shoot us an email or something, and remember, that's KurtOwen.com, but let's get into the Word. Okay, we've been talking about how, like I said, about how to get the Word to produce for you, and one of the ways that I found out when things are not working, one of the places that I go to find out what's going wrong is I go to Mark chapter 4, to this parable, where Jesus said it in verse 4:13, "Do you not understand this parable? How then would you all understand all the parables?" And then he talks about how he sows the word into us. That when God wants to bring forth change, he gives you his word. Now, this is any type of change, whether it's healing. Truthfully, it's spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. If he wants to make any change in any of those areas, he does it through the word. Now, we've gotten through the first two groups, the people who did not understand it and let the Lord just steal it from them, the people who received it emotionally and then got bent out of shape. And then we started in verse 19, in verse 18. Now, these are the ones sown among thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts and their desires for other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now, again, I've taught these things at length, and I would go to KurtOwen.com and listen to them. The partners make it available for free. Why not listen to it? And listen to them over and over and over again, okay? So we started talking about the cares of this world. I think we probably spent 2 weeks just on the cares of the world because it's a big one. Because worry is choking the word in your life if you're allowing worry to continue. But now let's talk about another big one. The deceitfulness of riches, okay? And what happens is you start to hear the word, okay? And then all of a sudden, money gets your attention, okay? Yeah, the Bible's good. There's a couple ways this comes up, to be honest. People blow off church so they can go to work. And so, now why would you do that? Why would you say, I'm not going to go to church today. I'm going to go to my job today and get extra hours. At some point, you believe that the money or your job is going to provide something to you that the word will not. It has deceived you. I need a better life for my children, so I'm going to work ungodly hours. I'm not going to spend time with my God. I'm not going to spend time with my kids. I'm going to spend time at my job. It's deceived you. Money has deceived you into thinking that you need it more than you need anything else. You know, another way to look at this is that money tries to tell you that money is security. That your security comes from money. Now, I'm going to tell off on myself here for just a second, okay, as we get into this. The Lord one time, we were having a rough time financially, okay? And I, by the way, any of this stuff I'm teaching, any of it, I'm not telling you I get it 100% right. I'm still growing in it. The reason I'm able to teach it is because I'm still studying it. I'm still going over it. I'm still feeding it down into myself because I'm wanting to change right along with you, okay? I'm wanting to grow up. I might not be where you are, but I'm not where I want to be yet. And I'm certainly not what Ephesians says in the fullness of the stature of the body of Christ. Okay? So, I used to, my joy level in life, my peace level in life, was dependent on how much money I had in the bank account. Or how much money I thought I would have come in. Have coming in, you know, like, you know, you're going to get paid Friday, so to speak. Now again, let me kind of illustrate this. No money in the account, I have no peace. I'm agitated, angry, frustrated. There's no money there. No money. I got bills coming up. Money's there. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. God is so good. God has been so good to me. Bank account is full. Bank account's empty. God, don't you care? God, don't you care? And my level of peace and joy was entirely dependent on how much money I had or I knew for a fact would come in. And one time the Lord told me, he said that here, let's go over here for just a second to 1 Timothy chapter 2, right? Is it 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy? Maybe it's 2 Timothy, actually. I tell you what, I'll look it up and we'll look at it the next one. I was trying to remember exactly where it was, but I know it's in... Basically, this is what it says, and I'll look it up and I'll have it next time. It says that the love of money is the root of all evil, okay? And the thing of it is I like to look at it like this. In fact, in 2 Timothy 3, it says, "But know that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unforgiving." But one of those things that he has there is that they will be lovers of money. Okay, lovers of themselves. We can pretty much see that, right? And it says, I thought I had it right here. Anyway, I will look it up and I'll find it. But the love of money is the root of all evil. Another way that you can say that is this, that the love to have a wrong relationship with money is the root of all evil. Now, certainly loving it. And by the way, 1 Timothy 6, okay, thank God for Jimmy Pittman, 6 and verse 10. For some reason, here it is. It says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from their faith in their greediness and pierced them through with many sorrows." Now, and we'll get into this tomorrow, but the love of money is when you have a wrong relationship with money. First, you shouldn't love money. And by the way, get a clue. You don't have to have money in order to love money. You can love money and not have a dime. A lot of times people say, well, rich, and this is a big thing in the earth today about if people are rich. You hear them complaining about the billionaires and all this other stuff and things. And, here's the thing. Billionaires need prayer too. Billionaires need Jesus too. But that does not mean that billionaires just love money. I've seen more people love money that didn't have it. They had this thought that if I could just get more money, that money would solve my problems. That's the love of money. It's the deceitfulness of riches. Let's look at it a different way. Talking about a wrong relationship with money. I'm married to a wonderful woman. And if all of a sudden I was to love another woman and want another woman, I would have a wrong relationship with that woman. By the way, that is not appropriate. I don't care what anybody tells you. If you're married, people say, well, you can't help who you fall in love with. You're a liar. That is not true. You definitely can. You can choose what you set your love upon. But if you begin to love money and chase after money and you're willing to hurt people to get money, you're willing to leave the things of God for money, it is the root of the problems you're going to have. And any word you have on the inside of you, it's going to choke right out. Because the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And this is one of the things, honestly, I get away from people who go out and chase money too much. Because they're going to have all kinds of evil showing up in their life, and I don't want it showing up on me. But the truth of the matter is, they don't have to have money for that to be true. You cannot have a dime and be in love with money. Well, we're going to talk more about this, because this deceitfulness of riches and how money lies to you is choking the word in a lot of people's lives. One way to avoid that is to hear the word on a regular basis. I encourage you tonight to go find a local church. Sit and listen to the word. If you're in Port St. Lucie or Clewiston, we'd love to have you in one of ours. Listen to Michael for these important announcements. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South